Q1, how do you configure a transaction in JPA? In JPA, you typically configure transactions using the @transactional annotation provided by Spring. This annotation ensures that the methods in which it's applied are executed within a transactional context. Q2, how do isolation levels affect transactions in JPA? Isolation levels in JPA can be controlled using the @transactional annotation with the isolation attribute. Different isolation levels help manage how data is shared between transactions, ensuring the consistency of the data. Q3, what is the default isolation level in JPA? The default isolation level in JPA, through Hibernate, is typically read_committed, which ensures that no dirty reads occur but still allows non-repeatable reads and phantom reads. Q4, can you configure a custom isolation level for a JPA method? Yes, you can specify a custom isolation level for a JPA method by using the @transactional annotation and setting the isolation attribute. Q5, what is the difference between read_committed and serializable isolation levels in JPA? Read_committed allows reading committed data, preventing dirty reads, but still allowing non-repeatable reads and phantom reads. On the other hand, serializable prevents dirty reads, non-repeatable reads, and phantom reads, ensuring complete isolation between transactions. Q6, what is the purpose of the @transactional annotation in JPA? The @transactional annotation in JPA is used to define the boundaries of a transaction. It manages transaction boundaries, begin, commit, rollback, automatically, and ensures that the method executes within a transactional context. Q7, how can you set the propagation behavior in JPA? Propagation behavior in JPA can be configured using the @transactional annotation with the propagation attribute. It defines how transactions are handled when a method is called within an existing transaction. Q8, how can you ensure that a transaction is rolled back in case of a runtime exception in JPA? By default, JPA will automatically roll back a transaction if a runtime exception or its subclass is thrown. You can also explicitly specify rollback behavior using the @transactional annotation. Q9, what is the flush method in JPA? The flush method in JPA synchronizes the in-memory state of the persistence context with the underlying database. It ensures that all changes made to entities are persisted to the database, although the transaction may not yet be committed. Q10, how can you handle concurrency issues in JPA? JPA provides optimistic and pessimistic locking mechanisms to handle concurrency issues. Optimistic locking uses version fields to detect conflicting changes, while pessimistic locking locks the data for exclusive access. Q1, what is optimistic locking in JPA? Optimistic locking in JPA is a mechanism to handle concurrent access to an entity by using a version field. It prevents lost updates by checking if the entity has been modified since it was last read. If a conflict is detected, an optimistic lock exception is thrown. Q2, what is pessimistic locking in JPA? Pessimistic locking in JPA is a mechanism to prevent concurrent modifications by explicitly locking the entity. The lock can either be shared or exclusive, ensuring that no other transaction can modify the data during the transaction. Q3, what is the lock mode type .pessimistic_read in JPA? Lock mode type .pessimistic_read is used to acquire a shared lock on an entity. This prevents other transactions from writing to the entity but allows reading. Q4, what is the lock mode type .pessimistic_write in JPA? Lock mode type .pessimistic_write is used to acquire an exclusive lock on an entity, preventing other transactions from modifying the entity during the transaction. Q5, how do you handle transaction timeouts in JPA? In JPA, you can set a timeout for a transaction by using the @transactional annotation with the timeout attribute. This defines the time, in seconds, after which a transaction will be rolled back if not completed. Q6, how do you ensure that a method is executed within a new transaction in JPA? To ensure a method executes within a new transaction, you can use the @transactional annotation with propagation equals propagation.requires_new. This starts a new transaction, suspending any existing transaction. Q7, what is the difference between required and requires_new propagation types in JPA? Required will use the existing transaction if one is already active, while requires_new will always start a new transaction, even if one is already active. The latter will suspend the current transaction temporarily. Q8, how do you roll back a transaction manually in JPA? In JPA, you can manually roll back a transaction by calling the rollback method on the entity transaction object. This can be done inside a catch block if an exception occurs. Q9, how does Spring manage transaction boundaries in JPA? Spring manages transaction boundaries in JPA using the @transactional annotation. This ensures that the transaction is automatically started before the method execution and committed after, or rolled back in case of an exception. Q10, what are some common exceptions that trigger a rollback in JPA? Some common exceptions that trigger a rollback in JPA include, Q1, what is the default isolation level in JPA? The default isolation level in JPA is isolation.default, which depends on the underlying database's default isolation level. It usually corresponds to read_committed in most databases. Q2, how do you configure isolation levels in JPA? You can configure the isolation level in JPA by using the @transactionalannotations isolation attribute, specifying an isolation level like isolation.read_committed, isolation.serializable, or isolation.read_uncommitted. Q3, what is the isolation.read_committed isolation level in JPA? Isolation.read_committed ensures that any data read by a transaction is committed at the moment it is read. It prevents dirty reads, but allows non-repeatable reads and phantom reads. Q4, what is the isolation.read_uncommitted isolation level in JPA? Isolation.read_uncommitted allows dirty reads, meaning transactions can read data that has been modified but not yet committed by another transaction. This isolation level is generally not recommended due to the risk of reading inconsistent data. Q5, what is the isolation.serializable isolation level in JPA? Isolation.serializable is the strictest isolation level. It ensures that transactions are executed in such a way that the results are as if they were executed sequentially, one after the other. This level prevents dirty reads, non-repeatable reads, and phantom reads, but it can lead to performance issues due to locking. Q6, what is the isolation.repeatable_read isolation level in JPA? Isolation.repeatable_read ensures that if a transaction reads a value, it will see the same value each time it reads it during the duration of the transaction. It prevents dirty reads and non-repeatable reads, but still allows phantom reads. Q7, how does the @version annotation help with concurrency control in JPA? The @version annotation is used to implement optimistic locking in JPA. It marks a version field in the entity, and every time an update is made, the version number is increment. If another transaction modifies the entity between reads and writes, an optimistic lock exception is thrown. Q8, what is an optimistic lock exception in JPA? Optimistic lock exception is thrown when an update to an entity fails due to a version mismatch. This happens in optimistic locking scenarios when two transactions try to update the same entity concurrently, and one of them detects that the entity was modified by the other. Q9, how can you handle an optimistic lock exception in JPA? You can handle an optimistic lock exception in JPA by catching it in a try-catch block and deciding how to respond, such as prompting the user to reload the data or retrying the operation. Q10, what is the javax.persistence.transaction-required exception in JPA? Transaction-required exception is thrown when an operation requiring a transaction is executed without an active transaction. This is common when you attempt to use the entity manager outside the context of a transaction, like a non-transactional method. Q1, how can you set the isolation level in a Spring Data JPA repository? In Spring Data JPA, you can set the isolation level using the @transactionalannotation with the isolation attribute, specifying the desired isolation level for methods in your repository. Q2, what happens if a transaction is not marked with @transactional in a JPA application? If a transaction is not marked with @transactional, the method will run without transactional support. Any changes to the entity will not be committed, and no rollback will occur in case of errors. Q3, how can you ensure that a JPA method is executed in a single transaction? You can ensure that a JPA method is executed in a single transaction by annotating the method with @transactional. This ensures that all operations within the method are performed within the same transactional context. Q4, what is the effect of propagation_acquires_new on transactions in JPA? Propagation_acquires_new causes a new transaction to be started, suspending any existing transaction. This ensures that the current method operates in isolation from any existing transactions. Q5, how do you manage nested transactions in JPA? In JPA, nested transactions can be managed using @transactional with different propagation settings. By using propagation_nested, a nested transaction will be created. However, this is typically supported only by databases that support save points. Q6. What is the difference between propagation_acquired and propagation_supports in JPA? Propagation_acquired ensures that a new transaction is started if there isn't one already. If a transaction is already in progress, the existing transaction will be used. On the other hand, propagation_supports allows the method to run with or without a transaction. If a transaction exists, it will be used; if not, no transaction is started. Q7, what is the purpose of the @transactional annotation in Spring? The at transactional annotation in Spring is used to define the boundaries of a transaction. It ensures that a method runs within the scope of a transaction, handling commit and rollback automatically based on the outcome. Q8. What does the at transactional, read-only equals true, annotation do in JPA? The at transactional, read-only equals true, annotation indicates that the method will not modify any entities, allowing for optimizations such as using a read-only database connection. It also prevents accidental modifications to the database within the scope of the transaction. Q9. What is the role of a transaction manager in JPA? A transaction manager is responsible for managing the lifecycle of transactions in JPA. It coordinates the commit or rollback of a transaction, ensuring data consistency and integrity. In Spring, the JPA transaction manager is commonly used. Q10. What is the flush method used for in JPA? The flush method in JPA is used to synchronize the persistence context with the database. It forces any changes made to entities within the current persistence context to be persisted to the database, but it doesn't commit the transaction. Q1. How can you define the transaction isolation level in JPA? In JPA, you can define the transaction isolation level using the at transactional annotation by setting the isolation attribute to the desired isolation level, such as isolation.read_committed or isolation.serializable. Q2. What are the different types of isolation levels in JPA? There are four standard isolation levels in JPA: isolation.default, the default isolation level, typically read_committed in most databases. Isolation.read_uncommitted allows dirty reads, where a transaction can read data that has not yet been committed by another transaction. Isolation.read_committed ensures that only committed data can be read by transactions, preventing dirty reads. Isolation.repeatable_read ensures that data read by a transaction cannot be modified by another transaction before the first transaction is complete. Isolation.serializable, the highest isolation level, where transactions are executed sequentially, ensuring complete isolation but potentially causing performance issues. Q3. How can you ensure that a method runs outside the scope of an existing transaction in JPA? To ensure that a method runs outside the scope of an existing transaction, you can use propagation_acquires_new in the at transactional annotation. This creates a new transaction, suspending any existing transaction. Q4. What is the difference between propagation_acquired and propagation_acquires_new? Propagation_acquired ensures that a new transaction is started if there isn't one already. If an existing transaction exists, the method will participate in it. On the other hand, propagation_acquires_new suspends the current transaction and starts a new one, ensuring complete isolation. Q5. What happens when you have multiple at transactional annotations on the same method in JPA? Having multiple at transactional annotations on the same method will result in a conflict, and only the outermost annotation will be effective. The configuration from the innermost annotations will be ignored. Q6. What is the purpose of Transaction Synchronization Manager in JPA? Transaction Synchronization Manager is used to manage transaction synchronization in Spring. It allows you to check if there is an active transaction, bind resources to the current transaction, and register synchronization callbacks that will be executed when the transaction is committed or rolled back. Q7. How do you handle transaction rollback in JPA? In JPA, a transaction is rolled back automatically if a runtime exception occurs. You can also manually trigger a rollback by setting at transactional, rollback for equals exception.class, to specify which exceptions should trigger a rollback. Q8. Can you nest transactions in JPA? JPA does not support true nested transactions, but you can simulate them using save points with propagation_nested. However, this requires a database that supports save points. If the nested transaction fails, the parent transaction can be rolled back to the save point. Q9. How can you control the rollback behavior for specific exceptions in JPA? In JPA, you can control the rollback behavior for specific exceptions using the at transactional annotations rollback for or no rollback for attributes. For example, to rollback only on runtime exception, you can specify at transactional rollback for equals runtime exception.class. Q10. What is the effect of setting read-only equals true in A at transactional annotation in JPA? Setting read-only equals true in A at transactional annotation indicates that the transaction will not modify any data, which can lead to performance optimizations. The underlying database may avoid acquiring locks or performing other write-related operations. Q1. What is the role of the at transactional annotation in JPA? The at transactional annotation is used to define the boundaries of a transaction in JPA. It ensures that a method is executed within a transaction context, automatically handling commit and rollback operations based on the outcome of the method. Q2. How can you control transaction timeouts in JPA? Transaction timeouts can be set using the @transactional annotation by specifying the timeout attribute. This defines the maximum time a transaction is allowed to run before it is automatically rolled back. Q3, how do you handle optimistic locking in JPA? Optimistic locking is handled in JPA using the @version annotation. The version field ensures that the entity is not concurrently modified by multiple transactions. When an entity is updated, the version value is checked to detect conflicts. Q4, how does JPA handle pessimistic locking? Pessimistic locking in JPA can be achieved using lockModeType.pessimistic_write or lockModeType.pessimistic_read when executing queries. This prevents other transactions from modifying the data until the transaction completes. Q5, can you override the default isolation level of a JPA provider? Yes, the default isolation level can be overridden in JPA by specifying the desired isolation level in the @transactional annotation. This setting is supported by most JPA providers like Hibernate. Q6, what happens if a transaction is rolled back in JPA? If a transaction is rolled back, any changes made during the transaction are discarded, and the database returns to the state it was in before the transaction began. The rollback can be triggered by an exception or manually using set rollback only. Q7, what is the purpose of set rollback only in JPA? The set rollback only method is used to mark a transaction for rollback, meaning that no matter what happens, the transaction will be rolled back when it ends. This is typically used when an exception occurs, but the transaction has already been partially executed. Q8, how can you prevent a transaction from rolling back on a specific exception in JPA? To prevent a transaction from rolling back on a specific exception, you can use the noRollbackFor attribute in the @transactional annotation, specifying the exception type that should not trigger a rollback. Q9, can you configure JPA to automatically roll back a transaction on checked exceptions? By default, JPA only rolls back transactions on unchecked exceptions, i.e., runtime exception and its subclasses. To roll back on checked exceptions, you can use the rollbackFor attribute in the @transactional annotation. Q10, what is the effect of using read-only equals true in the @transactional annotation? Setting read-only equals true in the @transactional annotation informs the persistence provider that the transaction will only read data and will not perform any write operations. This can optimize performance, as the provider can skip certain database optimizations for writes. Q1, what are the different transaction propagation behaviors in JPA? JPA provides several transaction propagation behaviors, such as required, requires_new, supports, mandatory, never, and no support. These define how transactions are handled when a method is called inside an existing transaction or when no transaction exists. Q2, how do you configure isolation levels in JPA? Isolation levels can be configured in JPA by specifying the desired level in the @transactional annotation's isolation attribute. Common isolation levels include read_committed, read_uncommitted, repeatable_read, and serializable. Q3, what is the difference between required and requires_new propagation in JPA? Required propagation behavior means that if a transaction already exists, the method will join that transaction. If no transaction exists, a new one is started. Requires_new creates a new transaction, suspending any existing transaction, and commits or rolls back independently of the outer transaction. Q4, what is the Transaction Synchronization Manager in JPA? The Transaction Synchronization Manager is a utility class in Spring that allows you to retrieve and manage resources tied to a transaction, such as transaction attributes or data bound to the current transaction. Q5, what is the default isolation level in JPA? The default isolation level in JPA depends on the underlying database, but it is typically set to read_committed, which allows dirty reads to be avoided while allowing non-repeatable reads and phantom reads.